You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day today to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, we exalt you today. We praise your holy name here, Lord. Thank you for waking us up, or thank you for getting us through this day. No matter what time of the day it is, we exalt you. Lord, we ask for your blessings now on our study. Lord God, bless this message today as it goes forth. Help us to be doers of your word and not just hearers. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, I thank you for listening in to WGOD Radio, and you can follow us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. That's the page. Also on Twitter at WGOD Radio. And our website is WGODontheair.net. Now, we're about to hear today something I preached about 3 weeks ago. It's entitled The Parable of the Ten Virgins. That's what we're looking at here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week. It's a look at 10 people who started off all in a level playing field. Five were ready, five weren't ready. And it's a look at what happens here in this case. What happens if you're not ready for the Lord's return? That's what we're looking at here this week. So I encourage you, stay tuned here today now as we're about to get into this. I invite you out to Island Community Church Thursday nights at 6 o'clock. Thursday at 6, we're studying the book of Revelation, verse by verse. We're kicking off chapter 12 this Thursday night. I invite you, no matter where you go to church, this is why I have it on Thursday night, so you can come out and study with us and keep going where you're going. That's not what we want to do. I just want you to be blessed by coming to this Bible study and hearing God speak here through his word. Also, on Sunday mornings, if you are looking for a good church, we'd love to see you. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30, and we'd love to see you on Sunday morning. Now, let's get into the word here and the parable of the ten virgins.
Looking today at the parable of the ten virgins in Matthew chapter 25. Been an interesting trek through Matthew chapter 24 as we take to heart the Lord's admonitions to be certain that you are ready for his return. The theme seems to me to be these things. Number one, the uncertainty of his return. Number two, the absolute admonition and warning not to miss it. And number three, to keep watching and be ready. So we're finally done here with chapter 24, and we're moving on now to chapter 25 today and next Sunday as well. Next Sunday, we're going to move on to the rest of chapter 25 as we look at the parable of the talents, where the Lord gives talents to people his church and says, do business until I come. That'll be next week. Once again today, we're confronted with the realization of the uncertainty of the Lord Jesus' return. And what happens if you're not ready? If you would please turn to, let's go to Matthew chapter 24, and let's look at verse 42 for a moment. Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, it says this. It says, watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. Verse 50, it says, the master of that servant will come on a day when he's not looking for him, or at an hour that he is not aware of. And he will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. You see that? There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Funny that the Lord would make mention of hypocrites, don't you think? In this end times discourse here, hypocrites? Why would he do that? What on earth does a hypocrite have to do with the end of the age? Or being ready for something? Why would he do that? Now, a hypocrite in ancient Greece was an actor, and he wore a false face. And that false face was on a stick. Perhaps you've seen the old, you know, the Greek tragedies before, where they have, the, you know, the actor has a face on a stick, on a big long popsicle stick or a tongue depressor, and they hold that there in front of his face, and that was a hypocrite. Someone who said he was something, but turned out to be something else. Someone with a false profession. Someone who says, so I guess a hypocrite would be, according to Jesus, is someone who says that they are Christian, but are not. Or someone who says to be a Christ follower, but is not. That would be a hypocrite. Which is a perfect setup to today's text. Turn with me, Luke chapter 13, verse 23. Luke chapter 13, verse 23. Then one said to him, Lord, are there few who will be saved? And we ponder that very question, don't we? Lord, are there just a few people that will be saved? What about the Jews? What about the Muslims? What about the 2 billion Hindus? What about all those lovely atheists out there in the street? Are there just a few who will be saved? Now, notice here that he doesn't answer the question. He just warns you to make sure that you are. That's his answer. Lord, are there few who would be saved? He warns you to make sure that you are saved. Reminds me of that old, the story there in Luke when this tower fell on a bunch of people. And they said, Lord, this tower fell on these innocent people. What did he say? He said, do you think they're worse sinners than you? Repent, otherwise it's going to happen to you next. Lord, are there few who will be saved? His answer is, verse 24, he says, strive to enter through the narrow gate. Strive is the Greek word agonizo, where our word agonize comes from. Funny too, it's the same Greek word for running the race. I think it's Hebrews chapter 12. It says that keeping your eyes on Jesus, running the race. The Greek word for race is the word agona, same word. Here, strive, agonize, same word used of Jesus in the garden, where it says being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood, fallen down to the ground, Luke 22, 44. That's what this word for strive means. Agonize. Fight. What did Paul say at the end of his life? I have fought the good fight of faith. The Lord Jesus' passion in Gethsemane is the passion he insists that you have as you contemplate your salvation. You know, Jesus had Passion Week. We hear about it, right? Easter week, Resurrection Week, for those that don't like the word Easter. Passion Week. Well, we have, and you ought to have, Passion Life. Not week. Not 1 week where you think about Jesus for a week. Passion Life. Strive. Again, Lord, are there few who are going to be saved? He said to them, strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. You see that? Look at that. Many will seek. Many will seek to enter. Many will try to get in. Many will try to get in, but will not be able. Verse 25, once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door. That's the key to this text I want you to see. The closed door policy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now remember, today the Lord cries out and says to you, behold, I have set before you an open door and no man can shut. Revelation 3:8. That's what's in front of everyone here today. There's an open door. No demon can shut it. No devil can shut it. No traffic accident or cancer or anything else can shut the door that Jesus Christ opens up for you. It's an open door while it is still today. Now, verse 25. When once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door and you begin to stand outside and knock at that door, saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. So much for knock and it will be opened for you. Right? The Sermon on the Mount. Isn't that what he said? Seek and you will find. Knock and it shall be open. They said, okay, Lord. And they knock and what does he say? They go on. Or he says, I do not know you, where you are from. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence. You taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In other words, angst. Weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves, notice the next word there, the end of verse 28, thrust. They will come from east, the east, the west, the north, and the south, and sit down in the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are the last who will be first, and the first will be last. It's quite a way for reckoning the kingdom the way he does it. I don't understand it. The last will be first. The first will be last. So remember that as we move forward here today, that the Lord's closed door policy is coming soon. To everyone here in this church, and to everyone who hears this message on the radio or on the podcast, the Lord has set before you today an open door that no man can shut.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.